Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Myself, Big Baby David, today. Good news for Yankee fans. I am heading to the game, so it's going to be a tight pregame show. Tight 10, as they say in the biz. The Yankees got shut out last night, and they got shut out the night before.
I saw 34 innings since the last run that wasn't driven in by IKF.
Early premonition is that they will score tonight. So stay tuned for that later in the episode. Today's Talking Yanks pregame show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code PREGAME. You get $20 off your first order with SeatGeek. Download the app. It's super easy to use. They show you, there's little bubbles that pop up that show the good deals, the bad deals, the mid deals. And you know I don't like saying that. Mm. Go find yourself a green bubble deal with SeatGeek, the geeks of seat. Code pregame, and maybe you'll see me in the building tonight if you can get there, or you'll see me in the building another night. Cause let's go Yanks!
Actually, you'll be back.
My first Yankees game in a while.
Yeah, we haven't gone like you, me, Jim on a podcast night in a long time.
It's been a while, so I'm gonna spark the Yankees offense tonight, and they might need that spark because the lineup is as follows: Gleyber Torres leading off again. Aaron Judge, center field. Yep. Rizzo at first base. Josh Donaldson hitting cleanup. Jose Trevino in the five hole. Mm-hmm. That's right, people. Andrew Benintendi is sixth. Miguel Andujar is seventh. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is at shortstop. And in right field, caught me a Marwin. We're getting Marwin some run out there because why not? I don't know what to tell you, people. This lineup came out. There were audible reactions. BBD asked if I had seen the lineup. I had not. I did. I had to lean against the wall for a minute. Mm-hmm.
Hicks is in timeout.
Hicks is in timeout. I don't. Trevino 5. I mean, let's be honest. It's the Talking Yanks pregame show. This lineup probably goes as a bottom fiver this year.
This is probably going to be like the lineup from this year that we're like, that was a lineup.
I mean, is this the first time Jose Trevino has hit top five in his career, in his MLB career?
Oh, I can find that. I would really strongly guess yes.
We love Jose Trevino. Oh. Tell me he
I'm
thrives.
Looking at the right page, right?
Tell
Jose
me
Trevino.
Tell me he thrives
in his career.
Platform.
One game starting in the two hole. Four games batting third starting lineup. Two games starting in the four hole. This is his 10th game starting in the five hole.
The guy's an absolute stud. Career 774 OPS from the five hole. I mean, probably a little bit of a teaser for the homer draft coming up. But yeah, I mean, this is funky. I think they tried to keep Benintendi in the sixth slot. That might be something you try to see the rest of the way. Andujar slides down. He has a sneaky four-game hit streak with one hit in each of those games, so the numbers aren't that good.
And none of them, as memory serves, none of them are like punishing hits, really.
No, I mean, they're all kind of, they are singles. I think he had a line out in his first at-bat. Yeah.
Like very much real hits, just.
Yeah. Not scary. Still leaning into my Andujar may go. And my what to watch for last night was that him and Benny. I liked that action up there. And they had the most action. Remember Benny's bunt? After Andujar's single, that was the only hope last night. So we will see. Nestor's on the mound, and that's good news. Nestor's been really good lately. So excited for Nestor. I'm excited to be in the building. The place got loud last night. I know it was wave-related, but what people need to understand is the wave happens at every game. The wave doesn't get toxically loud at every game because people aren't losing their minds in the stands. So you have something you're watching for, Beeps?
I do. Well, I guess they probably don't want Benny and Rizzo like sandwiching people, so they'll stack lefties or something. The only thing I could think of with Benny, six. Or they just like him, six. And that might be a long-term home for him. Could see either. I think what I'm watching, just haven't seen Marwin in forever.
Yeah.
So interested. And especially for a while there, he was getting right field run. Haven't seen him in that spot specifically in a while, I think.
Yeah, that's Marwin.
You still going to be part of this team?
Yeah, I mean, he's become an interesting topic. You have to assume so because he's a fine bench piece. But yeah, he hasn't been playing at all.
Perfect for what he is, but with the noise around some prospects.
I'm going to do a cop-out one, and I'm going to say Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, three games without a homer, which, you know, that shouldn't be a thing, but when you're chasing down the American League home run record, it is. And your New York Yankees haven't scored in two games. And you're Aaron Judge, and you're going to win the MVP. So be special. Be special, Judgy. Because, not to be Batman Harvey Dent, but this city needs a hero, man. And it's kind of got to be you. It's kind of got to be you. Two double plays last night, is that right?
Yeah, ugly.
P.U.
Path to victory.
P.U., the pitching path to victory for the New York Yankees. We were kind of all over it yesterday, so that's the good news. Outside of Loaiza, who came in and he had a showing. Trevino at the end. He should be out today. I mean, this should be interesting because the Yankees have their quote-unquote A-pen ready right now. Efros, Chapman, Holmes.
Yeah.
We don't know what order the last two are in. We don't know what order those three are in general. But those are three weapons out of the bullpen. You should be excited for that. Otherwise, Litke and Abreu, if Nestor needs help in the fifth or sixth, those should be your guys. Abreu hasn't pitched in about 6 days. Litke threw 19 bullets on Saturday. Anything you like there? Dislike?
I think Clay's getting in this game one way or another.
Okay, I like that. I think
he's probably, no matter what, getting an inning.
That would be nice. A Clay Holmes 9-2 ninth inning. I'd support that. Watch out for Abreu or Litke early on. But yeah, Efros, Chapman, Clay Holmes. That's the recipe. They've all had 2 days off. Clay Holmes has had three. So expect those guys to be out there. 2, 3, 4.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Hey, you know it's been fun doing the Homer draft and the Yankees don't score. And I got duped yesterday. I took Rizzo and Judge. So, shame on me. Biebs, I think that means you get the first pick.
I do. It's kind of just lefty-righty stuff. I'll go Donaldson, and I'll grab Judge on the other pick. Yeah.
Okay. Donaldson, Judge is who you're taking?
Yes.
Let's go Glaber. He had two hits out of the leadoff spot last night. He was in a slump. But I also think he kind of earned, I don't want to say he earned a slump, but Glaber had been really good for a while. So like
it was a little prolonged.
But yeah, I don't think I was as shocked as Glaber's slump as a lot of people seem to be, but who knows? We will see. And how about I'll go Andujar away far. Man, that would be nice. I really He was hitting some pimp home runs in AAA, so let's get one of those tonight. Like a deep bullpen shot. Jeffrey Springs is pitching for Tampa tonight. He's a lefty. You might remember him. He actually had a quick stint on Boston, and now he's been on the Rays for the past couple years. He's having a nice season.
Was he the Eovaldi trade?
I think that was Beeks.
I get those two. Yeah. So cross.
And why wouldn't you? He was in the Chris Mazza, Ronaldo Hernandez, Giants. Nick Sogard trade. So I don't know what you do with any of that. But he's having a really nice year. 84.1 innings, more than a strikeout per inning, and a 2.56 ERA. So buckle up, people, because where this episode started, the Yankees haven't scored. They're seeing a pitcher. I don't think they've seen a lot. And he's been good this year. So that's a scary formula. Over under Biebs, any idea?
I do. I looked at it. I'll tell you, we're speed running. It's a 7 again.
7.
I'm going to the game.
I'm going the game, so I will be over. Although that doesn't feel like the safest bet.
And I'm trying to fade the under. So
okay. I mean,
Yankees pitch good and don't hit right now.
Free money for whoever wants it. Oh, the Yankees. Hey, let's have a night, man. Let's have a night. Wow, Mets are calling up Brett Beatty? Is that true? Damn. No comment. Joe's had a funny tweet about it.
Yeah.
He will be in the building tonight. So, I mean, you know, we're trying to get as many good vibes to that stadium as we possibly can. Do you have a premonition for tonight, Biebs?
Trevi's pegging someone. Catching someone stealing.
Okay, I was hoping it was on the field. Trevi making a play. How about this? We are going to get... are we getting the bag? Is someone hitting a bag today? How about a double steal? A little spark the offense. We saw the Yanks go back-to-back bunts last night. How about a little double steal? Maybe even like Judge Rizzo, the big boys. I like that.
You know Rizzo likes that.
Double steal for the boys. Hey, man, everyone at home, buckle up. Amazon game. And anyone else in the stadium, let's be loud. Let's try to spark something because... this is no fun. The losing's no fun.
It's not fun.
So thank you guys. If you haven't listened to our episode with Ryan Rucco earlier, incredible. Rooks was awesome. Awesome. And the Giambino will be back tomorrow night to wrap up the series after the games. We'll be back here talking Yanks. Enjoy the game, hopefully. Hopefully. Let's go, Yankees. Let's go, Yankees. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.